Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Michael Cadenassi joins us. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party, plus Ann Silva, president and CEO of the Chamber, which represents Reno Sparks. They're here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Michael Cadenassi. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thank you for having me.
So, how do you feel about the results of the primary and the mail-in vote?
I think what we proved with the mail-in vote is that, at best, it's going to be problematic. We have seen that in Clark County, where they mail to inactive voters, and this is a voter that has gotten a card from the registrar and never returned it. And what did anybody think was going to happen to ballots mailed to a place that they've already gotten mail back from? And exactly what happened.
All right, so we have a Republican, although she has acted as bipartisan as Secretary of State in her tenure. Do you feel that any of the results are jeopardized because of, you know, the mail-in ballot and what happened in Clark County?
I think it's too soon to tell. I think there are some anecdotal information that suggests problems if they try to do the same thing for a general election. I think it's less problematic in a primary, but in the general election, I think it gives cause for concern.
Secretary of State Sagaski has said that it's going to be a regular vote come November. Do you have confidence in her opinion on that?
I think, unfortunately, it probably will not be up to her. I think if it is up to her, it will be. And I think that's the best result. I think one of the problems when we use some of these other methods of gathering votes, there is less confidence by the electorate that the election is fair. And that's very important. Not that it is fair, but that it appear to be fair. Otherwise, if people lose confidence in the electoral system, I think you see a rise of other methods of influencing political decisions.
In what way?
Pardon?
In what way?
I think you've already seen it. I think you've seen it with protesters that turn to riots, and that's another political action. It's been used for a long time, and it usually rises when folks stop believing in the system in general. And I've heard this from both parties when they question whether voting is fair. I think there's a downside to that. Now, maybe it isn't. Maybe we need to be more careful about how we do these things. But I think it's very important that we keep the confidence in the electorate that elections in America are fair.
Let's move on to a couple of the congressional races. It looks like CD3 and CD4 may well be in play for the Republicans.
Our look at the data indicates yes, especially CD3. What we're doing in our county is we look at the unaligned or nonpartisan. And the interesting thing is if you look at Washoe, we have 105,000 roughly Republicans, 105,000 plus or minus Democrats, but 80,000, I think, non-aligned. These elections are going to be won in those non-aligned.
And do you think that the current flurry of activity against Susie Lee because of her votes in the Paycheck Protection story are going to hurt her?
I think it is very important that that issue and others be brought to the fore. I think one of the problems is these issues last for a news cycle, which sometimes is less than 24 hours. So what the key issues are going to be, I don't think will be determined until we get closer to the actual election.
CD4, do you think that one is available to turn?
I'm less sanguine about that one.
Because?
Basically the numbers aren't there. I mean, they're there, but they're not quite as good. When we analyze numbers, what we do is we look at the non-aligned and we see how they voted in the past as best we can determine and see how that can be influenced. It's one of the reasons why our walk program using interns in Washoe is concentrating almost 100% on those nonpartisan and minor party people.
Right, but I mean at that point, at this point rather, hasn't that been shut down because of coronavirus?
We were walking up till we were shut down, and then we started using call banks, and I'm talking with paid people, not with volunteers, and we are now restarting the walk program.
In the past couple of decades, really, the presidential elections have come down to a tiny sliver of the electorate. It has not been a huge amount. The undecideds a week before or the day of the election. Is that where we are again this time around?
You know, the more I hear, the less I understand or know. The more polls you see, the less you fully understand.
Do you even trust polls at this time? I mean, do you?
The reality is no. The reality is no. When you try to discern what the United States is going to do by taking a sample of 1,500 people, with the best will in the world, it's sticking your hand up in the wind, I think, pretty much. And I look at the last cycle, when President Trump ran the first time, every poll had him underwater almost up to the end. And they were just dead wrong. Do I trust them? Let's say I have a jaundiced eye.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today.
Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michael Cadenassi. He's the Washoe County Republican Party chair. So we have a fascinating situation here where you have a president that has a base but does not seem to be growing that base at this point in time. You have a vice president running against him who has barely been out of the basement for several months now, but is raising phenomenal amounts of money. What are your thoughts on where we sit as we tape this in June as to where we are with the presidential election?
We've been talking to our local people, so we see the same spread. There's a very hardcore 100% behind the president within the Republican family. There are some that are not quite so enamored. However, our goal in the county has been, let's address those, let's say, less than enthusiastic Republicans, let's address those independents, and let's make the conservative case, not the Trump case, but the conservative case. My guess is if these folks actually go to the polls, they will vote for President Trump.
At this point, because of what's happened, because of the coronavirus, where we've seen the most basic economics that we've all learned over the years, which is, you know, for Republicans at least, spend less, you know, tax less, that's all gone out the window. So how do you deal with that? What is the conservative platform at this point?
Well, I think the conservative platform is still to do less if possible. That has never been to do nothing.
Right.
So
right.
Republicans get tarred with that brush. Oh, you just don't want to do anything. Well, that's not true. We do. We just want to approach it. What is the best way? And for Republicans, the best way is keep it local. In other words, do things at the absolute lowest level politically. In fact, that's not even the first place you go look to do something within your society. If you read de Tocqueville, he was amazed at how American society organized and came together in granges at that time, in granges and other villages, to do something and then disband it because the job was done. That's the first step. Now, that's not to say that there isn't a role for government, but try to keep it to a minimum. The problem is once you give them power, very difficult to get it back.
Well, and that's true, and that really applies to both sides. I mean,
yes.
there is no doubt that in Washington, D.C., power is held on to forever. But, you know, even in local elections, I obviously talk to many elected officials, and when you ask them, you know, why do you keep running? Well, I've just got one more thing I wanted to accomplish. I got three more things I wanted to accomplish. I'm just not done yet. People really don't want to, you know, do what they did in the old days, which is run for a term or two and then go back to the farm.
I think one of the downsides of the coronavirus has been, it's an upside down downside. I think it's opened a window into the authoritarians among us. Everybody thinks America is basically fundamentally a free people. We believe in self-determination. But we have politicians, and I'm not pointing in anyone in particular because it's a general comment on both sides of the aisle, that once they get some emergency power, they like to wield it. And sometimes, in arbitrary ways, and I think that has been a real problem.
We shut down this country without a shot being fired.
Exactly.
And that's the
bottom. Or any legislation being passed.
Correct.
That is scary.
Come back soon. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Ann Silver. She is president and CEO of the Chamber, which is the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Sam. Good to see you.
So what are your greatest concerns right now?
Well, today I'm concerned that the governor may announce a stricter mask enforcement, and perhaps that's necessary. And I think that will create quite a reaction.
In what way do you think?
Well, to some degree, I think it's necessary, and there are people who will say, thank goodness. You know, I think we need to maintain social distancing, and we need to mask up, if for no other reason, to show respect for all those people working businesses who have to have them on for 8 hours or longer. On the other hand, I think there are a lot of people who will say, this is absolutely a violation of my civil rights, and I shouldn't be forced to cover my face. And some will say, I have existing conditions that prevent me from wearing a mask. And on and on and on.
And you know, I think that there is a workaround for people who have a physical problem with wearing a mask, or for children under the age of two. It's interesting. I do all the shopping in my family, and so my polling is what places I go to and how many people are wearing masks. And it was interesting. Whole Foods, who initially were requiring people to wear masks, had dropped that after a couple of weeks. But when I was in there last Friday, it seemed to me that 99% of the people shopping at the store were all wearing masks. And that says to me that the trend is changing. And we've seen treatment for COVID-19 changing over time, obviously, as doctors figured out better ways to treat patients. And I think that people are just becoming more comfortable with the idea that they should be wearing masks.
Well, I hope so. I think they're really important. We've had a campaign, Cover Up for Commerce, and we actually believe at the Chamber that businesses will ultimately do better when they demonstrate a social consciousness and a sense that they're providing greater assurance to patrons and customers that they are keeping their employees safe and they're also concerned about their customers.
Let me ask you about your members. At this point in time, obviously, if we go back 2 months, you know, horrible panic. The PPP loans have been an incredible help.
Absolutely.
And rightly so. The government shut down businesses. It was not their fault. And banks, it seems, a lot of them, worked very hard to get their customers these loans. And I think that's very much appreciated. Where do you feel in terms of, say, percentage-wise, do you feel that 50% of your businesses are back on solid footing? Is it less than that? Is it greater than that?
We've actually recently conducted a survey, and based on all the responses, it was interesting to note that about 83% of our businesses had reopened in some form or fashion, maybe with fewer staff, maybe with restricted operations, but they were so eager to open their doors and let people know we're back in business. So that was very compelling. and we're very pleased about that.
As you look at our main industry, which, you know, despite people wishing it were not so in some cases, the gaming industry and tourism is our biggest industry
Absolutely.
By far. And it seems to me, looking at Las Vegas, that the speed at which the major companies like Caesars and MGM, Wynn Encore, Venetian are mm-hmm. opening up additional properties, that I get the sense that this comeback, unless there's a really horrible second wave, is actually going to be faster than was originally predicted.
Well, I certainly hope that, but in reading whatever information I can get my hands on, the reopening of the casinos, unfortunately, may have created a spike. Now, we don't know if that spike is because more people are being tested, or in fact, if people have relaxed their social distancing, and in an entertainment venue or social venue, they're not wearing masks. And that may be part of the problem. We're seeing it across the country. Many states are having a spike. In fact, just yesterday, we had a record number of cases in Nevada. So I think it's critical that our tourism, entertainment, and gaming businesses are open. We know that's our bread and butter in this state. But they have to be as cautious as possible. It's very difficult to contain excitement and enthusiasm and tell people stand 6 feet away and put on a mask when that's the last thing you want to do, when you've been pent up and excited about getting out and you're with friends and you're having fun. And I think that's part of the problem.
Well, it's been interesting to see the pent-up demand, and this really points in an interesting way that I had not really thought about, of the social benefits of the gaming industry in terms of from Montana to West Virginia, which was the latest numbers coming in, to San Diego, to Arizona, that everybody's business is either up to what it was prior to COVID or better. And maybe that's a short-term thing, but the pent-up demand for socialization.
Well, that's
seems
who we are.
Thing.
We're social human beings, and I think it came on very unexpectedly. People literally shuttered their doors and were home, constrained inside, perhaps with children, and maybe a spouse or partner they were not accustomed to spending 24 hours with. And it isn't surprising that people want to get out. It's also beautiful weather. People are excited when the weather's great in Nevada and you get to see all the scenery. And so it's not surprising to me that suddenly there was this incredible door opening and people thought, maybe I can ignore COVID, I can get out, I can be happier and a little freer. But I think we're seeing the price we're paying for some of that, some extreme and now the opposite extreme. I want to get out. Maybe I'm getting a little complacent about COVID-19. Maybe I hear about it and I don't know anybody with it, and maybe I'm okay. And then wham, something happens. This is an invisible virus that we've learned has no boundaries and no sense of stopping it unless we get a vaccine.
Well, and we know, and you know, from the very beginning of this, that there was never a plan to stop the virus. It's a virus. It's going to do what
a
virus does. The plan was not to overwhelm the hospitals.
Right.
And so at the point where we are, not overwhelming the hospitals, which is where we are right now, in Reno, we have not seen the convention center needed in terms of excess beds or renown.
Yeah.
Same thing in Las Vegas with the convention center and near the homeless shelter downtown. And so that part is the good news. But this virus is going to run its course.
Well, everything we hear is that it may spike again. It may come back in a big way this summer or the fall. I think they're saying now heat apparently is not an antidote to the virus.
We knew that from Australia.
Yeah, exactly. So I think all of us have to be on our guard. And we have to be conscientious and we have to be respectful of one another. And in terms of protecting ourselves, our loved ones, our friends, our colleagues, you know, it's critically important if this economy is going to rebound.
Do you have concerns that we are going to see, and we're going to see, layoffs within government ranks? I mean, there's no two ways about
it.
There's a huge budget cut coming, and they've delayed it now till July. What are your thoughts on that? We've got about two minutes here.
Well, I would have hoped they had furloughed sooner, both at the state and county and city level. I think that would be less onerous than to announce one day a month for state employees. I think private businesses shut down. I think there should have been commensurate activity at the public sector level, but I understand many jobs were necessities, and that was important. But I'm not in charge of those things. I just saw what happened in the private sector. I saw what happened with nonprofits. We have 2,000 members. 95% of them literally closed their doors. And as you mentioned, thank goodness for the PPP. And the EIDL loan program that kept businesses from shuttering completely.
So, you know, as the chamber president, do you look at this and go, well then, you know, the government did this for private business. Should we be doing the same thing for, you know, the states, the cities, the counties?
Well, there has been money made available to states and counties and cities, and I hope they use it wisely, and they'll probably use it to recoup the money they spent paying people who were not working. Now, many people worked from home. I have no idea. I'm not a state employee. I'm not a public sector employee. I'm sure many people were very busy at home, phone calls and emails and meetings. Do I think we should have done something sooner? Absolutely. Commensurate with what was happening in the private sector.
You know, we have a special session coming up. We only have a few seconds here, but what's your biggest concern going into the special session?
No new taxes.
Do you think that that is even on the table?
No, but you know, I'm a New York cynic, and I think I would be silly to rule out anything. We're in desperate times, desperate measures. Not sure what will happen.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you
Thank
on the program.
You,
Please come back soon.
Appreciate it.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.